What's your purpose? Your why? Because at PNC Private Bank, we want to help you achieve it. We'll take care of the how, so just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, November 14th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. In recent weeks, a growing list of big tech companies have announced massive layoffs and cost-cutting measures. For an industry that's been seen for a long time as one of the best sectors to work in, it signals a shift in what employees should expect. On today's show, our employment and management reporter Chip Cutter joins us to discuss the changes and what the mood is like right now among tech workers. That's after these headlines. Beleaguered crypto exchange FTX is probing a possible hack and asking customers to stay off the FTX website while it does. More than $370 million worth of crypto funds appear to be missing, according to crypto analytics firm Elliptic Enterprises. The potential hack happened Friday, not long after FTX filed for bankruptcy protection and said its founder and CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, was stepping down. In the filing, FTX and its bevy of affiliates revealed they had more than 100,000 creditors and tens of billions of dollars in assets and liabilities, making this the biggest crypto-related bankruptcy ever. The collapse of FTX strikes a serious blow to the already reeling crypto industry. Our reporter Vicky Huang says for retail investors, the FTX crisis feels more personal because they trusted its founder.
Another investor I spoke with, who is based in Lima, Peru, he honestly didn't see it coming because he has always thought of Sam Bankman-Fried as a very honest person. He did not expect the founder of this exchange to be messing with customers' funds behind users' backs. And this whole experience makes him realize that it's perhaps better to have a more regulated crypto company where user protection are insured.
In other bankruptcy news, Elon Musk has raised the possibility of an insolvency filing for Twitter, adding to the chaos that's engulfed the social media platform since the billionaire took over just a few weeks ago. Musk made the bankruptcy comment in a Twitter all-hands meeting last week, according to people familiar with the matter. The company is seeing a growing list of advertisers pausing their spending on the platform while they wait to see what changes Musk makes to Twitter's policies, particularly around content moderation. Days after taking over, Musk began making sweeping job cuts. Sources say a host of top Twitter executives have resigned, including its chief information security officer and the chief privacy officer. A big new chip initiative out of Japan. Toyota, Sony, and SoftBank are joining with Japanese chipmakers to design and produce next-generation semiconductors in the country by the end of the decade. On Friday, the Japanese government said the companies involved have contributed the equivalent of around $7 million each toward the venture, while the government has pledged to provide about $500 million in subsidies. The project, called Rapidus, comes amid the growing global tension over the creation of advanced chips needed to support the future of artificial intelligence and autonomous driving. Japan was once a leader in the semiconductor industry, but it's fallen behind the U.S. and Taiwan, something Tokyo sees as a national security concern. And in other SoftBank-related news, the tech investor says it posted a profit of over $21 billion last quarter, after it sold off a big chunk of its stock in e-commerce giant Alibaba. The gain more than offsets the continued negative impact of SoftBank's other tech holdings, but it leaves the group more reliant on its Vision Fund, where its startup investments are experiencing deep losses. All right, coming up, the power, pay, and perks that have come with a tech job in recent years are being replaced with fear, anxiety, and layoffs. We'll discuss the mood and the future of employment in big tech after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you or the people who inspire you. the mark you wish to leave, or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
In recent weeks, lots of big tech companies have announced massive layoffs. On Wednesday, Mark Zuckerberg apologized to workers for 11,000 planned job cuts at Meta. Lyft, Stripe, and of course Twitter have also announced cuts. Some big tech companies have also announced other belt-tightening measures as well. It's a big comedown for an industry that's not only seen huge growth over the last few years, but whose workers have become accustomed to lots of perks as part of the job. Joining us to discuss the changes and the mood they're leading to among tech workers is WSJ reporter Chip Cutter, who covers workplace management and leadership. Hi, Chip. Thanks for joining me.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about these perks? I mean, take us through what some of the common ones were and maybe what some of the more lavish ones were.
Well, just take earlier this year when Google welcomed employees back to its offices in Silicon Valley, Lizzo performed. I mean, there was a concert for employees. At Meta, the parent to Facebook and Instagram, there was once free laundry service. And so, you know, tech employees for a long time have enjoyed really above market pay, plenty of equity, lots of free food on campuses, and all sorts of perks designed to just make them do their jobs in the most productive way possible, to give them what they need so they can focus on work. And we're starting to see a real shift here. Companies are getting more cautious about spending. They're emphasizing that workers need to be more productive. And there's a real mood shift across Silicon Valley.
You know, so we are seeing all of these announcements about layoffs. What kinds of workers, though, are actually losing their jobs?
Well, it really varies. And so there have been some engineers and others who have lost their jobs. But what we've seen so far, it's been a lot of employees who might be in more, call them administrative roles. You know, they might be doing marketing, for example, or in finance, whatever it might be. I mean, it really ranges. But tech recruiters have been telling us that it's typically those with technical talent, like engineers, like data scientists, are probably a little safer than those who might fill more corporate functions.
I mean, given how many people are losing their jobs, are there enough places for them to go?
Well, the job market has remained really tight. This has been an economy that has, where a lot of companies have been looking for technical talent for a long time. So there are plenty of big companies that still would like to hire from big tech. But we've heard from recruiters and others that, you know, there may not be enough startups, for example, that could absorb all of these employees in the market, that it may be a little bit more difficult. And so I think it sort of depends what happens over the next couple of months. But this is a job market that is changing, even though plenty of places would be happy to add additional engineers, would be happy to have program managers and data scientists and others in their companies. And so what I think this is doing is causing some people in tech to look elsewhere for roles. We've been hearing that some are considering perhaps industries that seem a little more stable, like financial services, for example, or something like logistics. Companies that may not have been on people's radar before, but now might be appealing in part because they still offer high cash pay, but they also maybe offer a little more stability right now.
I mean, do we know how those tech workers are going to feel being at these jobs? Because you mentioned they might have equivalent pay, but the perks, that was always a tech thing.
Yeah, I mean, the perks may be a little bit different. One company I spoke with, it's Citizens Financial, it's a regional bank, and the chief information officer there told me that, you know, we offer stability, we offer meaningful work, we have interesting projects, we do not offer ping pong tables or nitro cold brew. So there'd be an adjustment there. But I think people throughout the pandemic have reassessed their careers, what they want from them, and they want oftentimes more flexibility. They want careers that they can feel good about. So this is all coming at an interesting time. We'll have to see sort of how workers decide where to go next as they sort of assess what's happening in tech right now and where they want to go.
People aren't just jumping in for the nitro cold brew anymore, I guess.
As nice as that is, as much as everybody loves cold brew, it's there's maybe more to consider.
I mean, let's talk a little bit more about that mood. Obviously, layoffs don't make anyone happy, but what kind of reactions are we seeing from the people who are losing their jobs?
Well, there's real sadness out there. I mean, you see this in anonymous posts on the network Blind, people just saying this is just the start of what might be more to come. You see on social media networks like LinkedIn, people offering help to those who've been laid off. There have been layoff lists distributed. So a lot of people are trying to help in this moment. And recruiters say they've also noticed a shift where recruiters who for years were trying to get on the radar of tech talent, were trying to convince them to be, you know, interested in certain opportunities, they now say that they're seeing a real spike in inbound requests from tech workers.
What about the mood of the people who aren't being let go and are still at these big tech companies?
Well, that's always a real issue. I mean, it's those who remain and sometimes feel that sort of survivor's guilt where they now are forced to manage teams or operate within teams that have fewer people. Perhaps there's questions about why some were laid off and others remain. It can take a real toll on morale inside companies. And I think that's a real issue that managers and executives and others will have to think through, because after a layoff, like, projects do change. Projects might have to be redistributed to other workers. It's all a lot to take in. And you've seen that already after a number of the big layoffs where workers are just saying it feels sad inside some of these companies.
What about those perks for the people who remain at the big tech companies? I mean, the Nitro cold brew, the free laundry, are these things still incentivizing them to stay at the big tech companies?
Well, I think a lot of tech workers would say, you know, they're at these companies primarily because they feel like they're doing interesting work and they feel like they're doing projects that help them grow. And of course, they are compensated for that. The pay and the stock, all of that is typically above what they might make in other industries. And so I think a lot of people want to remain in tech for these reasons. I think many are then just trying to figure out where in tech makes sense. Are there places where you could sort of work for the moment that feel a little more stable than others?
Those very high compensations that tech workers got used to that were, you know, from salaries, but also from, you know, stock options, how are those being affected by the layoffs?
Tech stocks are way down. People's net worth is tied up in the equity that they have in their company. And so a lot of tech workers have said they now are reassessing whether they want to take vacations, whether they want to perhaps sell a car, whatever it might mean. So this does have an effect. And what's interesting too is that some venture capital firms are advising employers to try to conserve cash as much as possible. And so that might mean not raising salaries as much in the future or trying to kind of keep pay flat. I think there are real questions about how people sort of fare in all this.
All right. That's our reporter, Chip Cutter. Thanks for joining us, Chip.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website. And if you like the show, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcast. It really does help. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page is always on top of the latest from Washington and around the world. I'm Kyle Peterson, and you can join me, Paul Jagot, Kim Strassel, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.